Blog Talk Radio.
It seems as if it was really just moments ago that we were talking about a new school year at St. Vitus High School, and maybe even then turning the calendar year as we got midway through the school year. But we've blinked, and now we're at the end of the school year. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and no, we're not going to wrap things up. We have plenty to talk about all year long here on the Align for Life podcast. But today we're going to talk about one of the cornerstone, one of the key events in the calendar each year at St. Vitus, the Million Dollar Golf Classic. Great event, and it's a great way to bring the community together. And who else to share information other than Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development? And I don't know, Kristen, it just seems like every time we turn around, we're talking about this, which means another year has gone by. So I hope it's been a good one for you over at St. Vitus.
It has been a good year. Thanks, Jim. It's always nice to be chatting with you, and it's great to have more fun and positive information to share about St. Vitus and our students here.
Yeah, and fun and positive information about this event because, of course, last year you did an amazing job of moving it under the pandemic conditions and squeezing it into the calendar in fall. But we're back where we belong now. So tell us when we're going to see Million Dollar Classic here in 2021.
Sure. We're looking forward to celebrating the 26th anniversary of the Million Dollar Classic golf outing on Monday, June 7th, and we will be returning to the club at Windstone in North Barrington. It's been a great home for us. We've got wonderful supportive Viator families in the neighborhood, so we're looking for a great day at Windstone on June 7th.
Well, tell you, certainly there's golf, but there's much more to it. Can you kind of walk us through what that day looks like for people who are going to be a part of it?
Yeah, definitely. We talk a lot about it, but we typically host a golf outing each June. We spend a Monday at one of the premier clubs in the area. We get together to celebrate and support the athletic programs. So the Million Dollar Classic is the premier fundraising event for athletics here at St. Vitus. And if you've joined us before, you're part of the community, you know that that's a huge part of the Vitus family. So about 80% of our students participate in athletics. So when we get to get together and kind of talk about all the good that has come from the year of sports and what to look forward to, it's a really big, exciting family. So the Million Dollar Classic also always has a lot to celebrate and a lot of people that come out in support of it.
Yeah, and we want to talk about the ways in which it will support athletics this year. Now, first of all, June 7th, that's coming up. How about registration? Is that open and available now?
Yeah, registration is open, and actually it's been moving quite swiftly. So if people are interested in joining us, we would suggest that you do it sooner rather than later. We'd love to have a full course of Lions out there, and it's teeing up to look like we will. So registration is most easy, most simple for everyone by going ahead and visiting us online at www.stviator.com/MDC for Million Dollar Classic. You can register right on there for individuals or foursomes.
Oh, and that was a great question then. So I don't need to necessarily get an entire group together. I can sign up, you find a place for me, or even there's just two of us, there's always room.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love to be able to, we do a little bit of homework and we find out more about the individuals that registered. We try and put them with folks that they would get along with or that have similar interests. Or if you're new to the St. Vitus community, lots of times we have new families and new parents that join us for Million Dollar Classic. It's a great way to get out in the summer and meet some new folks. And so you can always call or email me as well, and it'll let me know what you're involved in or what your students are involved in, and we'll make sure to pair you up with a fun crew.
And what about you? It's great that you mentioned new families and plenty of others who want to support athletics at St. Vitus. Not everybody's a golfer. Is this the kind of day where people can come out and participate in other ways without necessarily having to tee it up?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways that you can support through Million Dollar Classic. So we always have a great raffle. So you'll look online. Information will be forthcoming in the next couple of days, but you'll be able to go to that stviator.com/MDC, that same website, and find out more information about the raffle. But there's also details about what our efforts are going to support in 2021. So there's an opportunity to make a gift. Maybe you're not a golfer. Maybe you're not available on June 7th. But we encourage you to learn a little bit more about what we're working to support this year and how you can be a part of that, even if you can't be a part of the day on the 7th.
And that's a great reminder, too, because we have members of the Alumni Association really across the country. So Since this podcast can be downloaded anywhere, I assume then that if people are out of town, they can't come into golf, but they can kind of go online then and still help out.
Yes, and it's actually, you know, if we talk about the positives that have come from a challenging past year, it would absolutely be that our special events and our initiatives to support students have had a little more ground space to cover. So we haven't necessarily been hosting all of our events in traditional form, but because of that, we've been able to open our virtual doors to more than just the people in our local area. So we've got great Lions supporters and, like you said, alumni all across the country. So at the Million Dollar Class, and at our other events that we use the term kind of loosely this year, we've been able to encourage people to support, talk to them about their efforts, share our student stories, and we do it all online so that people can tune in when and where it's most convenient for them.
And you mentioned that the proceeds from the Million Dollar Classic support athletics at St. Vider. Now, is that just a kind of a general fund, or do you have targeted initiatives that, you know, this event specifically helps us achieve?
It's a great question. Thank you for asking. We've been blessed specifically the last several years to have a great partnership with the athletic department. And so our development team works with them to identify their biggest projects and priorities in any given year. And that is historically what MDC would go to support. So you had mentioned that we pivoted a little and we hosted the 25th anniversary Million Dollar Classic actually in the fall of 2020. And we had just a fantastic year that helped us kick off renovations to the Murphy Wellness Center. So if you've been at campus in the last several years, you've likely seen the Murphy Wellness Center. If you haven't, please take this as an invitation, an open invitation to come see anyone on our team or anyone on the athletics team. We'd love to show you around. But the 25th anniversary event kicked off the renovations, and this event here coming on June 7th will be phase two of those renovations. The facilities were taken care of with the proceeds from October, but it's the technology and the innovation side of it that are going to make us make the best use of those state-of-the-art facilities. That's what we're raising for money for here this June.
Well, yeah, interesting to hear you say that because as we talk about supporting athletics, you just used the word technology. How do you integrate technology into a wellness center? Are there specific plans and objectives for that?
Yeah, that's great. We talk a lot about the Vider way here, and I think that most times it's associated with certain character building, just very humble characteristics, hardworking characteristics of our kids and our families. But another part of the Vider way is talking about where technology and innovation meet tradition. We do that extremely well thanks to our faculty in the classrooms. And Jason Cuffell and his team in athletics have challenged us to do that there as well. So the Murphy Wellness Center, we talked about the facilities, were improved here in the last couple of weeks with the proceeds from the October event. What we're looking to do with the proceeds from June are adding the technology into the system that help us use that better. So we talk about a system called Team Builder. We talk about a technology called Sparta Science Plates. And essentially, it's the tools that the students will use in conjunction with the athletic department to use the equipment the best way, to take care of their bodies the right way, to measure and use metrics to see where their progress has been. If there is a need for prehab and rehab, we're able to track that more carefully. We talk a lot about the well-being of our students, mind, body, and spirit. And so being able to use technology in the new facilities at the Murphy Wellness Center here will really kind of make us put our efforts where our mouth has been there. We want to make sure that our students are using things correctly, they're taking care of their bodies, and they're continuing to grow both as an athlete and an individual. And these technological pieces that we're saving up for essentially will really be able to make those dreams a reality.
So, you know, interesting opportunity, and I want to talk a little bit more about that, but let me reintroduce Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development at St. Vider High School. We're talking about the June 7th Million Dollar Classic, and a few more questions, but before we get to that, Kristen, you want to throw out that web address one more time for people who are listening and might want to go and kind of get more details that we won't get to cover today?
Sure, www.stvider.com/MDC. You'll find the information, not only the logistics for the day of the event, but also more details about what the funds raised will be going to support in 2021.
Now, we've talked about the athletics. You mentioned that almost 80% of the students at St. Rider participate in a team, one of the sports, which have had great success over the years. But I know that every student is involved in just physical education classes. You talked about educating the whole body, mind, body, spirit. Is some of this technology in this facility get used across the board beyond just the athletic teams?
Yes, we're in a really enviable position. I'm glad that you brought that up. The tools that we have primarily through the Sparta Force Plates will also be able to be used in our physical education curriculum as well. So the staff there has been very excited about partnering with our strength and conditioning coach. If you guys know Coach Alex, you know how passionate he is about this. But really being able to use those same metrics for each of our students and see how they grow through their PE classes over the course of the year or over the course of 4 years, we'll have the tools to do that, and we haven't yet been able to. So it's pretty neat. Like we said, almost 80% of kids participate in athletics. There's 31 sports teams here at Viator, but there's almost 850 students, and we want to make sure that we are giving each of them every tool that they could need to take care of themselves, both as a student and just as an individual, and these will give us the opportunity to do that, to share that with those kids.
Well, you always do a great job promoting the activities and events at St. Viator, but I know sometimes the best message comes from the students themselves, in getting back to the actual Million Dollar Classic on June 7, or what people can see online. Do you have some students lined up that are going to kind of help share their stories and talk about their use of the facility?
We do, and I have to tell you, Jim, it's probably the hardest part of my job. It's a blessing and a curse. There are so many excellent student spokespeople coming out of St. Viator High School that are willing and able to share their stories, not just with our benefactors, but with our proud alumni and parents and past parents. So we do. We've got two very special students that will be joining us. We are currently working around their sports schedules, so it's not typical that we would have so many teams in season in June each year, but again, Jason Koppel and his team have done a great job. The students have been behaving and working hard to take advantage of their seasons. So these two athletes will be joining us during the day at MBC to share their message about not only the MWC, the Murphy Wellness Clinic, but what being an athlete at St. Viator means to them. And it's always the highlight of everyone's day to hear the kids say for themselves what it feels like to be a Lion.
And you obviously the Murphy Wellness Center came about through some generous donations over the years. The relationships at the club at Windstone, again, families and friends at St. Viator. Any sponsors or donors that kind of deserve a little shout out here from you to thank them for their effort or to encourage others to get involved?
Absolutely. Obviously, Dan and Joanne Murphy and their family, their sons Dan and Jim, that are proud graduates of St. Viator High School, have been critically important and generous to the Murphy Wellness Center over the years, and this renovation is no exception. The Murphy family and their company, Idealese, have been just really wonderful partners of ours for many years, and we are very grateful. But I would be remiss if I didn't also take note of the Papa Nicholas family. Again, if you guys have been around St. Viator, you've probably met one or many of them. And if you're here in the local area, you know what an amazing impact they've had on Arlington Heights, Mount Prospect, and the other neighborhoods around. But the team from Nicholas & Associates, the Papa Nicholas family, they helped, I mean, really from the absolute very beginning of this renovation project. They've lent their expertise. They've given very generously of their resources and their contacts in the field of not only fitness but construction. They really gave us, honestly, they gave us the flooring first and foremost. So when you say that they came in at ground level and helped build this, they most literally came in at ground level and gave us this gift. So just another really fantastic family. And so many others, either through the golf outing or through conversations during the course of the year, have wanted to support our efforts, and we love it. We can say wholeheartedly that the facilities and the technology that will be in place at the Murphy Wellness Center will be used by every St. Viator student for years to come. And it's been pretty easy for people to want to get behind that. We've been very blessed.
Well, Chris and Daniel, it's always great to talk to you and appreciate your hard work to make all this possible. Million Dollar Classic, June 7th at the Club at Windstone. Visit the St. Vita website to get more information. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Kristen, for being here.